Okay, this is Ryan at RJ Scott, number 912. Okay, so ready? Tell me this story, please, Ryan.
One day, a boy went to the store because his mom gave him some money to go buy stuff. And then he found some cookies that were on sale. And then he thought he could buy some with his money that his mom gave him. He took a cookie box from the bottom, and the whole cookie stack fell over. And then the manager was really, really mad at the boy because the cookies were all over the aisle.
Good. Okay, tell me this story.
One day, a bunny and a dog went to a beach, and the dog already made a sandcastle, and the bunny asked if he could help. So the bunny put some sand in a box and was gonna help the dog with his big sandcastle. And then he poured all the sand on the castle, and then the castle collapsed. It was full of sand. And the dog looked very upset, but the bunny was, oh no. So the dog started to cry, and the bunny felt very sad that he broke his sandcastle. One day, a bunny and a dog went for a picnic in the forest. The bunny packed lots of stuff. But the dog knew if he ate lots of stuff, he'll get a stomach ache. So he just packed a little bit. The bunny ate all his stuff really, really quickly, and his belly got real big. And then the dog was eating slowly, so it didn't get a stomach ache. But then the bunny felt very sick and had a real big stomach ache, and the dog didn't know what to do. And then a bunny nurse came by, and the dog said, I'll help you, bunny. I'll go get that nurse. And then the nurse came, but the dog struggled her over to the bunny that was laying on the ground. The nurse told him to open up and say, ah, and the bunny opened up. And then she said, stop eating so much food, you'll get a stomach ache again.
Good storytelling.
Okay. One day, the rabbit and the dog, the dog had a balloon with his wagon that he brought along with him to go walk by the parks. And then he met the bunny again. And the bunny saw his balloon and wanted to play with it. And the dog said, okay. And then the bunny got the balloon and untied it. And the dog's like, no, 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 no. And then the bunny untied it, and the balloon flew away, and they're both like, no, the balloon. And then the dog got real mad at the bunny, and the bunny's like, oh no, the balloon. And then the dog was real, real mad. And then the bunny saw a guy with a whole bunch of balloons. And the dog was still mad at him. So he went over to the guy with the balloons. And he picked one out. And the guy said, 5 cents for this balloon. And the bunny didn't have no money. And then the dog came over. And they both were standing there. But the bonnie keeper said 5 cents. And they both looked very upset. But then they saw the bunny's mom. So he went over to her. And he said, "Mom, I need 5 cents for the balloon because I lost the dog's balloon and went high up in the air." So she came over. "Here you go." And she gave him 10 cents, one for the dog and one for the rabbit. And then the bunny and the dog was really happy. And then the doggy was nice again to the bunny, and then they both had a balloon, and the dog said thanks to the bunny's mom. Good. One day, elephant and a giraffe were playing by the swimming pool, and the elephant had this really bouncy ball. And then the ball fell in the water while they were playing with it. And the elephant was really, really upset that his ball was in the water. And the zebra was like, "Maybe I could go get it for her." So he jumped into the water and swam all the way. And the elephant was worried about the giraffe. And the giraffe almost had the ball. But then he got it and came back and gave it to the elephant. And the elephant was really happy that he got his ball. And then the elephant kind of think that the giraffe was cute, and so did the giraffe think the elephant was cute. One day, an elephant and the giraffe went to the swimming pool together because they wanted to go swimming. And the elephant was running along, and the giraffe was walking along behind her. And then the elephant slipped. And then the giraffe rushed over to her. And he never caught up. And the elephant got a big cut on her leg. And the giraffe was worried, so he went to go get some help. And then the lifeguard came over, and the giraffe was beside the elephant, and the lifeguard rushed over to her, and the elephant started to cry. And then the lifeguard gave her a bandage, but it hurt the elephant when it got on. And the giraffe was curious, why did he put on a bandage? Why didn't he clean it up and stuff? And then they helped her to a bench, and the giraffe was going to help, and the elephant got her on the bench with her, and the elephant stuck out her leg. And the lifeguard pointed to a sign that said, "No running." And the elephant was like, "I wasn't running, And the lifeguard's like, "No running at the swimming pool. You could slip and hurt yourself like you did." One day, the elephant and the giraffe were at the swimming pool, but the giraffe brought his plane with him, and the elephant liked planes a lot. So then the giraffe put it up in the air and twirled it around. And the elephant's like, "Wow." And then she grabbed it out of the giraffe's hand. And she's like, "Yes, I want to play with this one. It's real fun." And then she accidentally dropped it in the water. And it started to sink. you could only see the top of it. And Giraffe got really mad at the elephant. And the elephant's like, oops. And the lifeguard was on the other side, and he saw it. He's like, how did that plane get in there? And they didn't say nothing else. And then the elephant explained what happened to the lifeguard and the lifeguard. Maybe I could help. So he tried reaching over to get the plane, but his arms were a little bit too short. And then the giraffe started to cry, and the elephant looked very upset. And the lifeguard said, there's nothing I can do. And then this lady came along with a real long net. And they're like, wow, could you help us get out my plane, said the giraffe. And she's like, okay. So she bent over and tried reaching for the plane, and she got it. And then the giraffe thought she wouldn't get it. And then he started to cry. But then the lifeguard saw it and's like, yes, she got it. And then she scooped it up with her net and gave it to the giraffe. And the giraffe was really happy. And he said, thanks, Mrs. You're a real help. And then the giraffe got his plane back and went, yay, I got my plane. And then the elephant said, I'm sorry that I dropped your plane in the water. And he said, okay, we could play with it together.